The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Oh, am I hot this morning? Wait. Turn me down. Yeah, hey, good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 9th of April, 7:05 in the morning, news top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. Who's on the phone already?
Somebody that wants to make a quick comment. I just told him.
Hold on a second. Hang on just for a second. Got it. National Day.
It's National.
We'll come back.
National Former Prisoner of War Recognition Day.
Oh, okay. POW Recognition Day.
Yeah.
Today, rain and thunderstorms likely. The showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 3 p.m. A high near 75 today. Showers and thunderstorms before 11 p.m. tonight, and then Friday, rain likely, then showers and possibly thunderstorms. Chance of precipitation on Friday is 100%. Of course it is. Going to be standing out in the field. If I will be standing in a field, and it's going to be raining. I can't wait. And then with thunderstorms, we have lightning out in the field. Saturday, rain, then showers and possibly thunderstorms. Chance of precipitation 100%. Saturday night, also. Sunday, rain likely, then showers and possibly thunderstorms after 11 a.m. Chance of precipitation is 8. Sunday night, chance of rain. Monday, mostly sunny. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 71. And Wednesday, mostly sunny. So, starting today, my friends, rain and thunderstorms. And after we listen to our caller, I'm going to tell you why you shouldn't take a shower during a thunderstorm.
He's going to call back.
Oh, he said, okay. Okay. Why you shouldn't shower during a thunderstorm. Have you ever heard that?
I feel like I have when I was younger.
When we were kids.
Yeah.
But there, it's a real reason, though. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, roughly one-third of lightning strike injuries happen indoors. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I didn't know it was one-third. One of the ways it can happen is by running water, because lightning can travel to a building's plumbing, although the risk is greater with metal pipes compared to plastic. The CDC still urges people to avoid such activities as filling a bathtub, showering, or washing dishes. To be safe, you should wait at least 30 minutes after the storm ends before getting back to your typical activities. So, what happens if you're standing out in the field holding a lightning rod, you know, a rifle?
Yeah.
May not be a lot of squeak shot this week.
Pretty sure I took a shower last night when it was lightning out.
Was it?
Yeah. When I was coming home from work last night.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad down. South of Anderson, like Cottonwood area.
Really?
Yeah. It was.
I don't think it rained at all.
It didn't rain. It was just lightning strikes.
Oh, just lightning.
Yeah. It was pretty bright. Some pretty big ones.
Wow. Well, hey, the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. I was told you shouldn't take a shower during thunderstorms, but nobody really explained it to me. And I'm just like you. It started when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's true. Anyway, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned, locally-owned, veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, has great customer service, and just really good people, the Kenny family down there. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Well, that started off on how you can... I don't understand. You know, we get this, and this is just Carl's talk. Carl's meanderings here. I should have a portion of the show called Carl's Meanderings. We just kind of wander. I wander through my mind, my brain. So we bomb the hell out of Iran. We tell, and President Trump with his typical hyperbole says, I'm going to bomb you back in so many inches, you'll never come back. I'm going to wipe out our civilization, right? Which gets people just, you know, in the United States. It doesn't really bother too many people in Iran because they've been living like that anyway. But it sure upset a lot of people in the United States. So anyway, at the last second, ceasefire. The straits are going to be open. 2 weeks ceasefire so we can, you know, work some things out. And I thought, phew, okay. Israel turns around and bombs the Bahouti out of Lebanon or Syria in the Hezbollah. Kills a bunch of people. Iran says, wow, you broke the agreement. Well, not really. The agreement was to not bomb Iran. We didn't say anything about Hezbollah, the Israelis are saying. I kind of think that the Israelis could have held off. This is just my total,
I mean,
unsolicited opinion. But
it was pretty quick too, wasn't it?
Yeah, I went right after him.
Yeah, like,
next day went after him, killed a bunch of them, bombed. And I'm thinking, this thing is fragile as it is because the Iranians are not dealing with the full deck. And then to go out and bomb, and then of course. Iran says, well, you broke the agreement. No, not exactly. We didn't break the agreement. But the agreement was Israel and the United States wasn't going to bomb Iran. So I think they could. I think that timing there could have been a lot better. So anyway, so now the Straits of Hormuz are kind of closed, kind of open. We'll see what happens. And, you know, their 10-point plan has been presented, the Iranians' 10-point plan, which I think includes rebuilding the whole country. Okay. So, that's what's going on in Iran right now. Now, this was 15 minutes ago I was reading all this, so it could have changed between now and then. Okay, what else do we have here? Artemis 2 is on its way back. It's going to land tomorrow off the coast, you know, around San Diego, someplace around there in the water. And people's opinions, and ask yourself this, my friends. We were launching this, spacecraft. It's going to go around the moon because we're talking about going back to the moon today, or moon now. What did you think? What did you think, Ben, when they launched it? Did you think of anything? I mean, were you for, against? Were you just ambivalent about it?
I just thought it was pretty cool.
There you go. They have found that opinions of this, you know, of the space launch and what it's accomplished, when it started, was kind of like, eh, okay, so what? And now it's thoroughly positive from Americans. That they've gone, you know, that we've done this, and now they're coming back home, and one of them says we'll be riding a flaming fireball through the atmosphere tomorrow, and then they're landing. But it's been very favorable, and I think it's great, because they also showed how they would build these structures on the moon using AI technology and all that. I don't know if you're going to have to put a it doesn't look like you're going to have to put a construction team out, you know, to kind of like bolt them together. I think they're going to be able to take care of that from Earth to be able to build those things. But what a great achievement. Further in space than ever. They tested all the systems. They did have a problem with the toilet, which is something they probably should get that fixed right away. You know, maybe call, Walners.
Yeah, but I mean, if that's really, one of the only problems you had was just a minor toilet issue, that's pretty good.
When you think about that, and it's been decades since we were up there, and now they have been to the space station and all that, but still, this is different. I mean, they went way, way, way beyond anything we've ever done. Okay, all right, let's take a quick break. There's a lot of other things going on locally and worldwide, including, this is my favorite, making water out of air. Have you heard about this? You will when we come back after these messages.
Hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, move 'em on, hit 'em up, raw hide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in raw.
Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Country fans, are you ready? Just drop those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews. Live in concert. Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance. Featuring fan favorites like Darlin' and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. The show is going to sell out fast. So grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
It's April, time for Reading's biggest event of the year, Cool April Nights, April 17th through the 26th. Haven't registered your car yet? Now is the time. Head over to CoolAprilNights.com to register and click on the full schedule of events. 10 days of fun with 50 show and shines, 3 concerts, and the iconic cruise, followed by the biggest car show of them all on April 25th. Mark your calendars, make your plans, and visit Cool April Nights to get those cars registered. Cool April Nights, it's more than a car show, it's a tradition.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of 5 different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at kcnrradio.com. Takes you right to our website, takes you to our homepage, and you can stream us all over the world if you'd like. No matter where you go, you can listen to us. You can pick up on shows that we have, our local shows that are in our archives, and listen to those. If you wish, you can go back 320 pages now of archives to listen to our first show, if you dare do that. First or second show. It was spectacular. We weren't even sure we were on the air. Anyway, hey, when you hear that Rawhide calling, as many of you have been doing, and you get it tomorrow at 8 o'clock. It could be at 7:50, but tomorrow, say around 8 o'clock, we're going to give away two tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. We're going to draw them out and get them and give those away. All right, when I left, I talked about water and how three Nobel Prize winners had a breakthrough turning air into drinking water. Have you heard about this? No, okay. It uses metal organic frameworks, and they're called MOFs. to capture water from extremely dry air, even in desert conditions. It was developed by Atoco, uses shipping container-sized MOF units to generate up to 1,000 liters of near-distilled drinking water per day, enough for 500 people. Think about this, out of the air. Now, there are three... they all win the Nobel Prize. And the United Nations in February declared that the world has entered a state of global water bankruptcy. And overuse, pollution, and climate change push our waterways beyond recoverable levels. Now, nearly 75% of the global population lives in countries classified as either water insecure or critically water insecure. And 4 billion people experience severe water scarcity for at least 1 month each year. But one of the world's newly minted Nobel Prize winners in chemistry says he may have a solution. And it's in 2025, Omar Yagi received a Nobel Prize, sharing it with Susumu Kitagawa of Kyoto University in Japan and Richard Robson of the University of Melbourne for their work on a metal organic framework, MOF. The recognition is recent. They've been working on this, perfecting it for a couple of decades. They completed the first one in 1998 by combining metal oxide and organic groups in a crystalline scaffold that's mostly empty space. Think of it like a tiny molecular sponge that's both rigid and porous, allowing gases to flow in and be stored for later use. Okay, I'm going to jump forward on this. They're naturally effective. And by the way, the 1 gram of the material that they have has enough internal surface area to cover an entire soccer field. Yeah, 1 gram. So they took this as a proof of concept, took it to Death Valley, which has, the humidity is very low there. And if it can help trap water at relative humidity levels as low as 10%, which is even lower than the average humidity in Death Valley on a hot summer day. In fact, that's where he did his test. Now, it's the portable MOF units are roughly the size of a 20-foot shipping container and can generate up to 1,000 liters of water a day. So, yeah, that's kind of large. But 1,000 liters of water a day just from the air. Think about that. And right now they're kind of expensive because they're still in the, beginning stages. But once they get costs down, can you imagine? These are 20 foot shipping containers, so they make a 1,000 square foot facility. And how much water could they make? Drinking water. They could flow into people's, you could, my gosh, this is revolutionary. I hadn't even heard about this. It operates through the temperature cycle and absorbs water vapor directly from the surrounding air, trapping it within its millions of tiny pores. Then as temperatures rise during the day, the structure releases the captured moisture as drinkable liquid water with no wells, pipes, or filtration systems required. It comes at near distilled quality. So it's still in its early stages. Scaling the technology will take work, but they say they're ready to start taking orders for these systems in this year, specifically targeting data centers and water-stressed regions as their first customers. So, now, imagine that. Imagine, okay, that's 20. If a 20-foot square shipping container can make 500 liters or 1,000 liters a day, enough for 500 people because you drink like 2 liters gallon plus a day. If you had a 100,000 square foot facility, how much water could you take from the air and just push right into the system? Think about that. And if all your drinking water, you could do it, you know, just push it into just in the pipes like that. Then that means agricultural water would be available too. You wouldn't need as much. What a great thing to read about. Is that a positive thing or what?
Yeah, I think that's really positive.
Wow. And it's called, what did I call it? Atoco, A-T-O-C-O. And they're delivering them now. The 20-foot shipping containers, it says. It can be placed just about anywhere. Put one in your backyard. 20 feet. It's like an ADU, smaller than an ADU. Okay. Wow. All right, here's some things going on. We come back. We're going to do a lot some local stuff. We want to talk about what's happening down in Anderson with that health care, with that mental care facility. Hold your horses here. Talk about things that McConnell Foundation just announced, plus the Masters. You play golf, right?
Yeah.
Masters starting today.
Just started this morning.
Yeah. I got some great facts about Masters here, including one of the best deals in America is at the Masters.
Yeah.
Hey, Reading Grange is having, we'll talk about that when we get back. They're having their brunch April 19th at the Reading Grange, which is on Cedars Road. And it's breakfast casserole, sausage, country potatoes, biscuits, gravy, fruit, coffee, and juices for $20. You can eat in or take out. Kids under 12 are only $10. And adult beverages, you know, mimosas and Bloody Marys, be available at the Sons of Italy bar right there. Told you about the Red Bluff Roundup contest. Hey, you know, they've got these great flags, like the original flags. It's, with the, 13 stars in a circle and, 250 in the middle of it. America's 250th anniversary. And if you're looking for these flags or any type of special flags, why don't you head down to the Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive. Go down and talk to Roland and his wife, and they've got the commemorative Betsy Ross edition. That's what that is. Features the iconic Betsy Ross flag with 250 cleverly integrated into the stars. So this and so many other types of flags and banners down there. Also, April 24th. At the Veterans Hall down on Yuba Street from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., they're having a Veteran and Senior Resource Day hosted by the American Legion Auxiliary and Nation's Finest. To join their resource vendors for information, assistance, and a chance at an opportunity drawing. That's going to be on April 24th at the Vets Hall from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And they are raising money for the steam whistle to be redone downtown. And in case you didn't know it, it's it is sound that today's sound is recorded and paired with theatrical smoke that seems like Redding heat destroys it. So they're putting in a real water boiling steam whistle built like the originals. And they have invested already. K2 has invested over $220,000 in this, and they need $200,000 more. So you can give a gift, secure recognition with a permanent bronze plaque, create a memorial icon. You can also give by going to call to support. 530-227-6999. I'm sure K2's got some stuff on their website, too. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And let's talk about why is the Masters garnering so much attention because of something they're selling there. We'll be right back.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Country fans, are you ready?
Just drop those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m.
The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews
live in concert.
Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance
featuring fan favorites like Darlin' and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again.
The show is going to sell out fast,
so grab your tickets today.
Just $40 plus fees.
Make a night of this incredible country event
and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Colin and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row now because they are. Watch repairmen. They've got stone cutters, jewelry designers, super selections of jewelry at very fair prices. Locally owned, locally operated. Been in the business over 30 years here in Reading. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. You can call them at 530-222-2750. They are open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Hey,
long time.
Yeah. So I'm all good over here. I hope you're doing good. Hope everybody out there.
Yeah. Hope all is well with you.
Yeah, I love your radio station because you can tell people that if they have something stuck in their craw, they can call in.
That's right.
Well, I know you already touched on the Iran situation here, but what really perplexes me is when Trump said, I'm going to wipe out their civilization, everybody flipped out like he was talking about going into Iran and carpet bombing the place, killing all these civilians. You got guys like even Tucker Carlson all wigged out about Trump using, and he actually said, Trump is threatening to use weapons of mass destruction. No, that's not what...
I did not hear him say weapons of mass destruction.
Tucker Carlson said it, believe it or not.
Well.
So let me read to the folks out there the meaning of a civilization.
Okay.
A civilization is an advanced state of intellectual, cultural, and material development in a human society, marked by progress in the arts and sciences, the extensive use of record keeping, including writing, and the appearance of complex political and social institutions. Civilizations are divided into more or less rigid social classes of division and labor, often with a ruling elite and a subordinate urban and rural populations, which engage in intensive agricultural, mining, small-scale manufacture, and trade. So what I believe Trump meant was when he said, I'm going to take them back to the Stone Age, nobody flipped out. But when he used the term or the word civilization, everybody thought that he was going to just carpet bomb the place. And that's not what he meant. You know what I mean? In my own humble opinion.
What did he mean?
He was just going to,
He was going to take out their power sources He was going to take out their lines of communication by taking out bridges. Would he wipe out a civilization? Of course not. But would he cause a great deal of harm to their day-to-day lives? Absolutely. And it would be long-term harm.
Yes, but that's what I think he meant by civilization. Yeah. It was taking out their infrastructure, not, you know, killing a bunch of civilians. And I think people need to look up the definition of civilization and come to terms with what he meant. So, anyways. Thanks, Carl.
But when somebody uses that term, 99% of the people think civilization means he's going to destroy their whole civilization, all of their political, their economic, everything. And I knew that's not what he meant. But when he was talking about it, you know, sometimes Trump gets carried away.
Yeah.
If there was some way to keep him off of Twitter between midnight and 6 in the morning, we wouldn't be having half the problems that he has with with people.
In my opinion.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Jimmy. You take care, buddy. Good hearing from you.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Hey, and that's true. You know, when you read about, okay, can you wipe out a civilization? Well, only by eradicating the people. And I never got that feeling ever from any of our, when Obama was bombing, when Clinton was bombing, when Bush started, you know, our Iraqi escapade, in Afghan, I never ever got the feeling that we as a nation were going to try to eradicate an entire people. Never. Ever. Because it does, that does cross the line. Destroying their power infrastructure to bring them to the bargaining table, to blow up bridges. Yeah, no, that's war. Masters. We talked about it. Your family's been involved in golf tournaments up in the in Ohio, right?
Yeah, when
for years.
Yeah, back when at the Firestone Country Club when they had the NEC World Series of Golf.
Mm-hmm.
I think that ended back in like 98, and then from 98 until like 2019, they had the Bridgestone Invitational.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
So
yeah, well, the Masters begins today at Augustus, and I don't know any of the, I don't follow golf that close, but I don't know any of the, I've heard the names like Rory McIlroy and Scotty Scheffler. I mean, I've heard their names. Of course, Tiger Woods, who's not going to be playing this year because he's still trying to extricate himself from a turned over vehicle. Founded in 1934 by Bobby Jones, famous golfer. An investment banker, Clifford Roberts, the Masters is one of the four major golf championships. It's in its 90th edition. It skipped for 3 years during World War II. Is held at the same course each year. Now, here's the concession I'm talking about. You can still buy the famous pimento cheese and egg salad sandwich for $1.50.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And they have, of course, the champions dinner, the awarding of the green jacket, and one of those things. This year's Masters, the first in 32 years without Woods or Phil Mickelson. Mickelson's got something going on, too, with his health. But $1.50 for a sandwich, and they're saying food and drink is still a huge bargain there at the Masters. Soft drinks are $2. Iced tea, bottled water, $2. Beer and wine, $6. A tomato pie, an empanada style handheld, is back on the menu. It's at $3. Egg salad is $1.50. Pimento cheese is $1.50. The Master's Club is $3. The pork barbecue is $3. Chicken salad on honey wheat, ham and cheese on rye, or Georgia peach ice cream sandwich. All of them $3. Wow. Wow. Compare that. to a baseball game. Yeah. It's $5 for a hot dog at Colt 45's.
Yeah. I've been seeing a lot of stadiums. No, I shouldn't say a lot, but a lot more stadiums are doing, like, the deals.
Are they now?
I've been reading here and there where you can get, like, you know, multiple hot dogs and drinks and stuff for pretty cheap.
Oh, okay. Well, because I know the, you know, I've heard people have gone and gotten a hot dog, and it's like $25 for a hot dog.
Yeah, it's some places
at a baseball game, man. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And now we'll get into some things that are happening right here in Redding and Shasta County.
Hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, raw.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply. Spring is sprung, and it's time for our annual spring sale, April 10th through the 19th at Lauk's Landscape Supply. Save big on the North State Turfland lawn seed and get a 25-pound bag for only $49.99. Our popular garden power soil will be down to $51.99 a yard. Need to restock the tools in the shed? 15 to 20% off all the popular shovels, rakes, garden hoses, and so much more in the store. Pick up a 2.5-gallon jug of Ranger Pro Concentrates to kill those weeds for only $59.99 each. A 5-cubic-foot Contractor's Blue Steel Wheelbarrow for only $199.99. Landscape fabric in all sizes marked at the lowest price of the year. Triple 15 is only $27.99 for a 50-pound bag. This and so much more at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Check us out on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or just come see us at 6023 Churn Creek Road, April 10th through the 19th. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Northern California outdoor enthusiasts, get ready. The 2026 Redding Sportsman's Expo is presented by Crown Motors, Turner's Outdoorsman, and Elwood Ranch. Join us Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Doors are open to the public 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Explore the best in hunting gear, fly fishing tackle, boating, camping, kayaks, mountain bikes, off-road equipment, and more, all under one roof. Meet experts, check out the latest products, and plan your next epic trip with thousands of fellow enthusiasts. You won't want to miss the huge prize giveaways happening all weekend. Tickets are just $8 for adults, $6 for seniors. Kids 12 and under are free, and veterans are free on Sunday. The Redding Sportsman's Expo at the Redding Civic Auditorium, Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th. This is an event you cannot miss. Redding Civic Auditorium, Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th.
It's April, time for Redding's biggest event of the year. Cool April Nights, April 17th through the 26th. Haven't registered your car yet? Now is the time. Head over to CoolAprilNights.com to register and click on the full schedule of events. 10 days of fun with 50 show and shines, 3 concerts, and the iconic cruise, followed by the biggest car show of them all on April 25th. Mark your calendars, make your plans, and visit Cool April Nights to get those cars registered. Cool April Nights, it's more than a car show, it's a tradition.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
It's time to saddle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munster to the Event Center stage. Friday, July 24th. Rising fast and bringing his signature sound. Ian brings the west to the rest. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. But they won't last long, so don't wait. Make it a country night to remember. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket. Off those boots. Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody calls and say, Lions. Your Lions putting on
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
But this rodeo life's got its hold on me, and there ain't no way it'll set me free. You know I've got to be a rodeo man.
Hey, welcome back. It's rodeo time here tomorrow. J.B. Stacy from the general manager over there at the Red Bluff Roundup is going to join us at 7. Talk about the Red Bluff Roundup next week. So, McConnell Foundation has put out a press release that the Lake Redding Golf Course is going to expand its facilities through a new partnership with local golf professional Jason Munson of Tierra Oaks Golf Club. And it's, you know, we used to play out there all the time. Had a great time. Just grab a cart and just go around and terrorize the local community with my errant drives. I would never use a driver out there. Some people do. I don't. Because mine, if that thing goes sideways, it could go across the road or onto the road and hit somebody. But across the road, into the church, into... into public places and hurt somebody. It's always used like irons or short woods. Anyway, it's going to develop an upgraded driving range, giving players a space to practice and improve their games. And it also will have basic practice amenities, and it's going to enhance training opportunities. We'll broaden access to beginners, youth, and experienced golfers alike. And Munson's going to help lead programming tied to the new facility, including instruction, youth outreach, and community engagement. And it's going to start. The new range pads are scheduled to begin in mid-April, with the project expected to be completed and open to the public as early as May. So there. You know what? To improve your game, you need a driving range.
You definitely
and do. You need a pitching range. Because a lot of people can just swing that club and they'll drive it 250 yards down the fairway. And then they'll pick up that pitching wedge and hit another 250 yards. Or they'll scull it and send it across the ground. Or they'll hit it sideways. Or they'll do these things. So you need something that you can just chip and know that you can hit the ball. Like 100 yards or 50 yards or 60 yards and be kind of, you know, put it within a, you know, like a sheet on the ground, something the size of a bed sheet. If you can do that. Can you do that? We used to play a lot.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Not lately. Yeah. I used to be able to do that years ago in the 90s after Desert Storm. I used to be able to play a good game, solid game of golf, and be in the 80s every time. And then that went away when I deployed. So having this golf course down there, and this is going to be cool. It gets you out again. It's too bad they couldn't maintain it as a golf course, but at least they're using it, and the community be able to use it. There was a wreck yesterday. It appears that a propane tanker truck from AmeriGas collided head-on with a sheriff's deputy vehicle yesterday morning, leading to evacuations of nearby homes around Clear Creek and Cloverdale. And it said that the AmeriGas truck crashed into Shasta County Sheriff's Office deputies Ford Explorer. Both drivers sustained injuries, and I heard that the sheriff's deputy had kind of serious injuries. Anyway, the propane tanker began leaking, and they had to evacuate in both around the area. However, they got that contained, and that hazmat crews were not required. When I was involved in a trucking company, because we carried hazmat. So what kind of hazmat? Asphalt. Carry the oil for asphalt. And your drivers had to be hazmat trained. And what the state of California did, and it's a good idea, is that at any time, they could call your drivers in and give them a drug test. Anytime. And they said, hey, we need your guy in at, you know, at noon today. If he's on the road, fine, we need him at, you know, at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Something like that. So you'd always have to make the time for him to go down and get there, be drug tested if you're driving hazmat, which is probably a pretty good idea when you think about it. Let me see. What else do we have here? Oh, as you know, the jail has a new medical provider. We've had problems in medical at the jail with people dying there. I think there's been a suicide. There's been other things. But Sheriff Johnson introduced Dr. K.V. Ofog, the founder and CEO of Medico. It's the county's new jail health care provider, and he has decades of experience in correctional medicine. He began his career as an emergency room doctor and founded Medico in 1996, focusing exclusively on healthcare services and correctional facilities. His company provides medical, mental health, and support services in jails across multiple states, with an emphasis on improving care while reducing legal risk and liability. It's going to cost about $3 million more than the county's previous provider. However, you have better medical care, you have less lawsuits, particularly by reducing the cost of costly litigation. So, good idea. Glad we're doing that. Now, tomorrow, like we said, J.B. Stacy's is coming in at 8. At 7 o'clock, and then Patrick Gorman be talking legal things that are going on in our world at 8. Next week, we have rodeo. Red Bluff Roundup starts. We're going to be having some competitors in here. We're going to be talking to, maybe J.J. Harrison, who's the entertainment, the guy in the barrel out there. We may be able to get him on. We'll find out on that on Monday. We'll be able to talk about, you know, one of the things, of course, is the financial benefit of having the Red Bluff Roundup is for Red Bluff, and then you can kind of, like, extrapolate that when we start up on the Reading Rodeo. And by the way, those tickets are on sale right now at readingrodeo.com. You can get tickets, and you can figure out if, you know, there may even be still box seats. Some of the boxes may be available out there. So you just go to that. But for the Red Bluff Roundup, they start it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So there will be, we'll have guests starting Tuesday through Friday, hopefully. On people that are going to be competing and people that are putting this thing on and what it means to our local community and the amount of financial, funding it provides. I mean, we're talking millions of dollars here. We're not talking a couple hundred thousand, at the end. We're talking millions of dollars for both of these rodeos. So, and I don't think you're going to see a pork barbecue sandwich for $3. At the rodeo, you might be able to. It could be because the pork barbecue has been sitting outside for a day. Anyway. Okay, we're going to take a break for the news. It appears that my 8 o'clock guest is not going to make it, so we're going to have to figure out how we're going to handle the 8 to 9 o'clock hour. So I'm sure between Ben and I, we can figure this one out. So we'll be back right after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. There's disagreement over the parameters of the U.S.-Iran ceasefire, which so far has been holding. Correspondent Charles Della Desma says the dispute has to do with Israel's deadly attacks on Hezbollah targets in Lebanon.
In unusually strong language, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has condemned Israeli strikes in Lebanon that killed and injured hundreds on Wednesday. Israel says the ceasefire agreement does not extend to its war in Lebanon with the Iran-backed Hezbollah militant group, although Iran and mediator Pakistan say it does.
President Trump says American warships and troops will remain around Iran until a real agreement to end the war has been reached.
With the 14-day ceasefire in place, the president said U.S. armed forces won't be returning home immediately. Writing on social media, he said America's military presence will remain until both sides reach a real agreement, a deal he said that would prevent Iran from building nuclear weapons and keep the Strait of Hormuz open. The president went on to warn that if the U.S. and Iran cannot permanently end the war, then, in his words, the shooting starts bigger and better than before. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Lebanon issue has prompted Iran to once again disrupt shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. Police in the Bahamas say they've arrested the husband of a Michigan woman who vanished from a boat last weekend. The Coast Guard says it's opened a criminal investigation of the matter. Authorities say Lynette Hooker was traveling in an 8-foot motorboat Saturday night, and that her husband, Brian Hooker, told authorities that she fell overboard and was swept away. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks have been in the red all morning long. Right now, the Dow is down about 140 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index off 29, and the S&P trading 9 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has 4 flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Fired University of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says he's still not exactly sure why he was let go.
Initially, the regents had asked Rothman to retire or resign or face being fired. Rothman says he considered retiring, but says when they gave him no reason, he decided against it. Rothman says he's not sure if his deal with the Republicans in 2023 to freeze diversity hires while creating a position focused on conservative thought in exchange for the legislature's release of money for employee raises and construction projects played a role. Rothman says he was brought in to make tough decisions.
I have made each of those decisions with what I thought was in the best interest of the universities of Wisconsin.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Seeking re-election, Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban is the rare European leader who's welcoming President Trump's endorsement. Vice President Vance campaigned for Orban this week. News and analysis, townhall.com. The Artemis II astronauts continue their homeward-bound journey. All is going according to plan. The crew expected to splash down tomorrow in the waters off Southern California. One of the world's most famous highways marks its centennial this year.
Known for its neon lights and roadside diners, Route 66 boasts a rich and complicated history that has lured motorists for generations. The 100th anniversary is expected to bring more traffic to the mother road as road trippers set out for a slice of nostalgia. The 2,400-mile route stretches from Chicago to the Santa Monica Pier near Los Angeles, tracing paths once used by Native Americans and early pioneers. Hardships and hope are baked into the road's history. It was an escape route for many in the 1930s, a key military supply line during World War II, and later a symbol for mobility and freedom. Keith Peters reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, streaming live at KCNRradio.com. Today, the 9th of April, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. And we're going to our regular 8 o'clock guest didn't show up, so we're going to take this opportunity after we do the weather and such to do a replay of Heather Hadwick, our assemblywoman, who was on last Friday. And in case you didn't hear that or wanted to get more information about it, she addressed a number of things that are important to us up here in the North State. But our weather today... You know, it's starting today, my friends. Rain and thunderstorms likely, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 3 p.m. High near 75, chance of precipitation 80%. Tonight, chance of precipitation 90% with showers and thunderstorms before 11 p.m., low around 53. Tomorrow, rain, showers, and thunderstorms after 8 a.m., and a chance of precipitation is 100%. And also tomorrow night, storms, thunderstorms. Saturday, rain, chances of thunderstorms. Saturday night, rain, showers, thunderstorms. And Sunday, rain likely, then showers and thunderstorms. Are we getting a, yeah, anyway. A lot of rain through Monday. Monday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 65. Tuesday, sunny, and Wednesday, sunny in the low 70s. So stand by for all the rain and thunderstorms. And the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And we are going, are you ready with that, Ben? Okay, we're going to play last Friday's show, and with Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick. Hello, so on. Tomorrow, J.B. Stacy and Patrick Gorman will join us tomorrow morning. Okay, let's listen to Heather. The First District of the Assembly, our Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick with us.
Good morning.
This is political day.
Apparently.
Yeah, well, we're the first Friday of every month. Heather's going to be on. Last week we had on Congressman Huffman.
Oh, I listened to it.
Did you listen to that?
Yeah.
Scary, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, no, I shouldn't say. I don't mean scary.
Different. Yeah.
He's very likable guy, but he's kind of diametrically opposed to many of the things that are
very important to us.
Important in North State, and that's when I asked him, "How do you represent two such diametrically opposed factions in one district?" Mm-hmm. And he used the one that everybody, you know, uses, but we're going to try and find middle ground.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. It's going to be difficult, I think. It's hard for someone to represent an area that they don't understand. And rural living is so different. So,
Well, you always knew where Congressman Moffa was going to be.
Yeah.
You knew... What he stood for. And there was people here that the 30% that didn't vote for him. You understood that. But with something like this, when you've got, and he could win by 20-25%, I would imagine he could, maybe more. But he knows where his power base is, just like Doug did, just like you did. You know where your base is at. So, yeah, it'll be interesting.
It will. I hope. I just hope that he's willing to learn. and willing to yeah. go and be there, because our district is also so big and hard to get to, and just show up. I need them to show
up. It's a huge district. Mm-hmm. Somebody did an article. Oh, okay.
I was talking too quiet again.
You're off to the side just a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. You've been named a deputy Republican leader.
Yes. Yeah. New role. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited about the potential.
Well, what does that entail?
So we have a leadership team of five of us, and we help kind of guide the assembly, talk about issues, where we're going to go communications-wise. We help find candidates for other offices, and then help them. And it's a lot of fundraising, lots of fundraising,
mm-hmm.
To have the caucus run, as well as, get other Republicans into office. A little bit of everything, helping our leader, Heath Flora, do whatever he needs.
You currently serve as vice chair of the Committees on Agriculture and Emergency Management, and a member of the Budget, Business, and Professions and Insurance Committees. And also Budget Subcommittee 3 on Education, Finance, and then multiple other...
Yes, and like 12 select committees, yeah.
So... is that what you do most of the day, is go to committee meetings?
It just depends on that time of year. So right now we're hearing bills, so I usually have two committees at the same time. Mm-hmm. So the vice chairs are all Republicans, the chairs are all Democrats, and then there's 43 committees in the assembly. So mm-hmm. because there's only 20 of us, we're on a lot of committees. I like the committee work, because that's where you get to
when
ask
you're,
questions.
When there's only 20 of you and there's 60 committees, you're all pretty busy
yeah.
there.
So, but I like the committee work, because I think that's where you get to really ask questions and dive in deeper and
sure.
get to learn, too, because you get a lot of presentations, too. But yeah. I'm also presenting all my bills at the same time. Last week, there was 11 committees one day, 8 committees the other day. Like, it's very busy and constant, and my staff's texting me, okay, you need to go to this room and present this bill, and then go back and vote on this, and it's crazy. And then it's also, like, lobby daytime. So all these groups come to lobby you necessarily. Most of them don't have, like, an ask or anything, but they're coming so that you remember that it's Alzheimer Awareness Week, or... we had, like, the Special Olympics in there, and they
Domestic
were
violence
trying to
week,
find
all
funding. Yeah, all these programs and people and groups.
When I was down there, I mean, just visiting, I saw all these people in these purple T-shirts, SIEU.
SEIU,
Are they there every day?
Not every day, but they're there a lot. They're very active.
Yeah, I mean, do they pay them to be there?
I've heard that they do, but I don't know. I don't know for sure.
Well, maybe it's a paid day.
It depends on the protest. Like, we have protests every day, so there's a lot of protests on every corner.
Really?
I don't even notice it anymore. I do notice if they're happy protests, because some of them will be singing and, but there's so many on every corner of the Capitol, and you have to have a permit, and it has to be organized, and... But it's a lot of people. So I start my day at 7 a.m. Through an hour of traffic to go 10 miles, which is very frustrating for a MoDoc girl.
Oh.
and then I have meetings every half an hour in committee until like 5, and then I go to 4 or 5 receptions every night and bounce to see all the district people that came down. I have a rule in my office: if people come from the district, I want to meet with them, because I think
sure.
if they're making the effort, I need to make the effort.
Yeah.
But it makes it for really long days for me. And the only reason I miss a meeting with locals is because I'm in committee or on the floor or something.
Yeah. Well, I find it interesting that you brought your personal assistant, Sophia, with you.
Yes, my niece is here. She's celebrating double-digit birthday last week.
Oh, okay. Good morning, Sophia.
Good morning.
And how old are you now?
I'm 10.
You're 10. Where do you live?
I live all the way down in Doris.
Torrance?
Doris.
Doris. Doris.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And so you're up visiting Auntie?
Yeah.
All right. Did you know you were going to be on the radio today?
No.
Okay. Well, so what do you like doing? What's your favorite thing?
She's a competitive gymnast.
Yeah.
Oh. Do you like gymnastics?
Yeah.
Can you do a backflip? Mm-hmm. Can you do two of them?
No.
No, just one. Okay.
She's working on some round-off tuck. What is it?
Round-off backhand spring back tuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Believe it or not, I did take gymnastics in college.
Wow.
You did?
I did.
Can you do a backflip?
I can't do a backflip. I can do a cartwheel, a round off. I'm probably way out of practice.
Probably don't want to see you do that.
You don't
want to
see that.
No.
I just watch her, and I feel like it would hurt.
Well, they're bendy.
Yes,
they're bendy bodies
bendy.
Still.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you could join us today, Sophia.
Thank you.
Like sitting there with this headsets on and all that, being part of the game. Okay. All right.
We got to play all day in Reading yesterday. So
ooh.
We went to Turtle Bay. And
it's a great place.
She got to try Chick-fil-A for the first time.
Whoa.
And the mall.
Did you like Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
You did. Okay. Got to see a mall?
Yeah.
Don't they have malls up in Doris?
No.
No. Do they have electricity in Doris?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just making sure. Okay. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
It's April, time for Reading's biggest event of the year, Cool April Nights, April 17th through the 26th. Haven't registered your car yet? Now is the time. Head over to CoolAprilNights.com to register and click on the full schedule of events. 10 days of fun with 50 show and shines, 3 concerts, and the iconic cruise, followed by the biggest car show of them all on April 25th. Mark your calendars, make your plans, and visit Cool April Nights to get those cars registered. Cool April Nights, it's more than a car show, it's a tradition.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage. Friday, July 24th. Rising fast and bringing his signature sound. Ian brings the west to the rest. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. But they won't last long, so don't wait. Make it a country night to remember. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket. Dust off those boots. Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Northern California outdoor enthusiasts, get ready. The 2026 Reading Sportsman's Expo is presented by Crown Motors, Turner's Outdoorsman, and Elwood Ranch. Join us Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Doors are open to the public 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Explore the best in hunting gear, fly fishing tackle, boating, camping, kayaks, mountain bikes, off-road equipment, and more, all under one roof. Meet experts, check out the latest products, and plan your next epic trip with thousands of fellow enthusiasts. You won't want to miss the huge prize giveaways happening all weekend. Tickets are just $8 for adults, $6 for seniors. Kids 12 and under are free, and veterans are free on Sunday. The Reading Sportsman's Expo at the Reading Civic Auditorium, Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th. This is an event you cannot miss. Reading Civic Auditorium, Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBond. Streaming live at kcnrradio.com. You can find all of our sponsors, all of our shows, our archives, weather, the news, all types of things on our website there. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. And Judy's been helping people since 1993. Veterans, seniors, business owners, families, insurance, and also financial management. If you're looking for a free review and evaluation of your insurance plans, or what about your financial assets? Are you doing the right thing? Then give them a call at 530-221-0441. And one of Judy's professionals will be more than happy to sit down with you and go through your portfolio. And if it's financial management or what you're doing for insurance with their insurance professionals. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And we do business with Judy. We're real happy there. Our guest is Assemblywoman Heather Hedwick, 1st Assembly District. How long have you been there now?
Just over a year.
Is that all?
I know.
So you're not running this year.
I am.
Oh, you are running this year.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
You are running this year.
Yeah, every
okay.
2 years. You're always running.
And the beautiful Sophia. So
yeah.
She's here with
hello.
The budget, we were just kind of talking budget during the break. I mean, is California broke?
I mean,
it's broken, but is
it broken?
We don't
have a revenue problem. We have
a
spending problem.
Yeah, I mean, fourth largest economy in the world, yet we don't have any money.
No. Well, and our revenue has over doubled since Newsom's been in office.
Is that right?
But our spending has
tripled.
Yeah. It's insane. So,
well, how do you get your, I mean, don't they realize this down there? I mean, I realize the vast majority of them have never written a check. Are not in businesses, and they've never written a check to employees, the vast majority. But don't they realize you just can't keep spending money like that?
I don't think so. They want their stuff paid for, and everybody has their things, their pet projects, whatever. But they on one breath, everybody's like, we're not going to spend any money. And leadership will tell us that on both sides of the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask for money. We don't have it. But then the next breath, they're writing bills that cost billions of dollars, you know, and then wondering why we don't have any money. So it's robbing Peter to pay Paul all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they, at some point, we have to look at what works. I think that's something we don't do well. We don't know what's working. Billions of dollars on homeless, and we don't know what's working.
I was going to ask you about that, because $27 billion spent on homeless, and they don't know which programs worked. Mm-hmm. And I that came from the own, from your own budgeting office, mm-hmm. here in California budgeting office. I don't know what you call it. But they said that we spent this money, but we have no feedback about which one of these programs actually worked.
Mm-hmm. Well, and every county does everything a little bit different.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of accountability either. If if the money, where it was spent, what was done. So that's something we have been digging into more, is looking for that fraud and where our money's going. And
well, you're hearing things. I mean, they've come here. I mean, the feds have come here, and they've busted 4 or 5 people, including somebody on Newsom staff,
mm-hmm.
For fraud. And, I mean, big amounts of fraud that, I mean, we're talking billions of dollars here.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of maybe that was the most egregious.
And I think you're going to see more and more of that. There was just a huge thing on hospice fraud. That was something that one of my colleagues found.
Something like 1,000% growth in hospice facilities, and yet when they went to visit the hospice facilities, it's an office.
Yes, yeah. And it like 30% are in the L.A. County of all hospice offices and hospice patients, but only 2% of senior citizens are there. So, like, what are we doing? Where is it going? And corruption is now like one of the top issues on both sides of the aisle.
Are they finally getting it now?
I think so. I think you know, some of these people should be very worried, because it's, people are sick of it. You know, we're paying the price for all of this corruption and programs that aren't working, and you know, we're throwing all this money at everything, and that throwing money at a problem is not always the answer.
No, not if you don't have results.
No.
I mean, it may be one time.
Yeah.
And then you come back and the results aren't there, then, okay, this didn't work, let's move on to something else.
And I think, personally, it needs to go to the local level, because the local electeds, the local leadership is going to know what will work in their town. The state doesn't. The state has no idea about my 11 counties and what they need. You know, they don't live here, they don't understand, I blow their mind that I drive to work 5.5 hours every week. Like, they can't even conceptualize how we live here. But then they want to blanket mandate all this stuff that just, it doesn't fit us. And I feel like that's the conversation I have over and over and over every day. You know, it affects us different.
No offense, Heather, but I can tell you, since we've been in the business here and talking to Brian and Megan and now you, it's the same thing. We're an afterthought here, and even an afterthought sometimes is okay. I mean, oh, what about them? But they don't understand water situations when it comes to agriculture. They don't understand, obviously don't understand the wolf problems we're having, the predator problems.
They don't understand wide open spaces or the gas price, how much gas price affects our district, you know?
Are we going to be stuck? Now, there was a committee that said something about studying charging us per mile we drive. Is that thing still alive?
Yes, it is, yeah.
I mean, it has been passed.
It went through committee. We're waiting to see. What we're afraid of is that it'll get gut and amended. So you can do that at any point in the process. And then they add language. So at the end of the year, it happens a lot, like that last week.
Because
then less people contest things, and people don't have time to get their letters in, come down and protest, you know.
It doesn't. They do them at midnight.
We're there till 3 a.m.
Yeah, the gut and the men.
Yeah.
So even though it just says to do a study.
It's to extend the study, because they've already done the study.
Okay.
So now it's to extend the study and put it into place. So that's the part we're worried about.
Have they said how they would do that?
Nope, they wouldn't answer any of our questions. So that was one of my big questions. Are you tracking me now? Are we turning this in? Like, and I drive a lot. And then I had all kinds of other questions like, okay, if you're at work, like we have our counties, our cities, all these people, we're driving a lot for work. Is our employer paying that? Is it added to the mileage you get? Is it, you know, how is that going to work? Because we drive for everything here. My colleagues don't. Like, they don't drive a lot. So they don't understand.
We drive 1.5 hours to go to Costco.
Yeah. Yeah, I drive 3 hours to go to Costco.
Go to Costco.
Like,
you do.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about, like, Bernie and all those
other places. And we drove our kid 100 miles one way to go to the orthodontist. Like, and is it going to count for medical? Like, because then you're going to literally be killing people, because they're not going to be able to afford to go. Gas prices make people not go to their doctor's appointments. Can you imagine if they got another bill at the end of the year? I mean,
would it be at the end of the year?
Yeah, I assume it would be when you pay your taxes, right? Or quarterly, maybe, if you had a lot. But I drove 53,000 miles last year. Like, that's a lot of miles. So
Terry, good morning. You have a question.
I do, and it seems as if we've been hearing, I agree with you, Carl, the same thing over the last 16 years. It's the same problems, the same things. We seem to get a lot of complaining about stuff, but we don't seem to have any solutions. How about in the assembly, each assembly person is allowed only one bill per year? How about putting that in? Then we won't have 1,000 bills every month, something like that. But we never seem to hear solutions. And I know that Heather's working hard, but this is just the same thing, as you said, Carl, we've been hearing for the last 15 years. Brian brought people up here from the other side. Do they really want to change anything up here? Do they really not want to understand, or do they want to relinquish any power? I doubt it.
No, of course not. You know what the solution is.
Vote more Republicans into office.
that's one of them. The other one is it's time for State of Jefferson. So,
well, we have had Republicans in office, Heather. It's just the same thing. I mean, I respect how hard you work, and I know you work hard. But, I mean, nothing's getting done. It's the same thing over and over. It's just worser and worser. We don't get a solution. Please give us a solution.
Yeah. Okay, Terry. Thanks very much.
I love the one bill idea. I actually told them we should, like, if you're going to write a new law, you should get rid of 5 laws. There's a 35-bill limit in our 2 years, which is too many.
35 bills?
35-bill limit. And people complain about
person?
It. Each person?
Each
person, yeah.
Well, here's the thing, and I understand what Terry says,
and we're
frustrated, you're frustrated, but until they can change the makeup of the legislature, they're going to, it's power. They're not going to give that up.
No.
And they're going to continue to do these things.
Well, and I do think the pendulum's swinging a little bit. We have a lot more moderate Dems.
Well, let's talk about that when we get back. Okay. That's very surprising. And not surprising because I read that just yesterday or the day before. But I'm glad you're on today so I can ask you about that. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Found them in 2007. They've been my barbershop since then, but they've been around since 1960, been in that same location since 1967. Never had a bad haircut there. I can make an appointment by either calling them at 530-244-9478 or going to Booksy and for Cypress Square Barbershop and doing it that way. Send you emails on the day of your haircut to remind you, which is good for me. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. They shave around your ears and neck. How about that, Sophia? Well, do you like that?
No.
Well, that's okay. You got long hair. You wouldn't notice it. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back with Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick and Sophia.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Get ready to shine it up and show it on. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine on Sunday, April 19th from 11 to 2 p.m. Enter your classic car into the show at 8 a.m. and receive a free t-shirt and food voucher. Bring the whole family down for this all-ages event. Snap photos, talk with passionate car owners, and enjoy an afternoon packed with nostalgia and horsepower. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com. See the shine and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing three or four homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to ReddingHomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, Homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Everybody calls us a liar. Your lion's putting on the Ritz. Cool blast hitting heat. That's the tips. No more fits. No more sweating buckets. No freezing bits. Your lion's putting on the Ritz.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Do you sing this song when you're down there in the assembly? Don't pull your love out on me, honey. And vote to have more wolves. Okay, hey, welcome back to the show. And our guest is Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick. Thank you so much for coming down.
Absolutely.
You know, we love you calling in the first Friday, but when you're here, it's just better.
It's so much better.
Yeah. Because I can talk to you during the breaks and this. And then, of course, you brought the beautiful Sophia with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're squeezing in family time whenever we can.
Fourth
right
grade?
Now. Yeah.
Fourth grade. Only 12 more to go.
I have to keep up my best aunt, competition.
Oh, you
got to
do this.
Yeah.
That's right.
I got to be the fun aunt.
Okay. Does she take you out horseback riding?
I wish.
Not enough, huh?
Not
she
enough.
Was trying to convince her parents to come over this weekend and ride horses.
There you go. Hey, Heather, you said something before we, I wanted to bring this back. You said there's moderates, and I read this article, and they were talking about the jungle primaries, and they said the idea behind it was to make people be more moderate, that they would draw in more people to vote and wouldn't just be, the furthest right or left people. And one of the people they interviewed said, no, that has worked to a point. But then you said you're seeing more moderate Democrats.
I think we are. So my class had 26 people,
uh-huh.
And there were a lot of moderates in it. And we're a pretty
What
tight.
Is a moderate, I guess?
So it's just where they can find places to agree with us. So there is
that center.
There is. Yeah. There are some things. There's several of them that have law enforcement in their family, have kids that are in law enforcement, and they vote with us on public safety issues.
Okay.
There's some people that are pro-choice.
Which is really surprising.
Yes, yeah. And, you know, there's some people that are, you know, anti-unions or not as union strong on that side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just little ways, or they're very small business friendly, you know, and they're voting with us on a lot of the business owner
questions.
Yeah, issues. So it just, it depends on the person. I've noticed that most of those people are very district focused, so it's what matters to their district. But I think we're so broken. There's so many things we can agree on right now. I mean,
yeah.
we want to be able to afford to live here. We want our kids to be able to buy a house here. We want to, you know, be able to retire and live off of our retirement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to protect our Second Amendment. There are some Dems that have guns and hunt fish and
understand
that part. You know, it. I think we're seeing more and more of that, but I think a lot of it is the pushback from their constituents because it's expensive right now, and it's, life is hard right now in California. And I think they're being more, more like louder about that. You know, they're hearing.
Well, they're getting
that.
Pushback from their constituents.
They are,
that
yeah.
are seeing. And because what's going on in Iran. The gas prices have gone up $1.50, but we were already $2 higher than anybody else.
Yeah,
and
well,
now it becomes now it becomes really a real push.
Yeah,
for people.
And we were headed to expensive gas prices before Iran.
Oh yeah. Oh no.
Refineries were closing. We don't have we have the most complex system for our fuels requirements and. It makes it more expensive, and then when you're importing all of your fuel, that's what happens,
And that's the other thing. We import
all of it. Yeah, we're now below our infrastructure minimums, so we're gonna start. Our infrastructure is gonna start depleting. I mean, it's always going to be because it's California, not the rest of the world. We've made everything harder in California.
Well, we want to be our own nation, and that's hard to do. I mean, he's over there going over to, you know, G7 and stuff. Why? You know, Newsom. Mm-hmm. But what it sounds like is you're starting to see the Democrats starting to get they're getting squeezed too then.
Yeah.
And they're pushing into the middle. So what does this mean? Does this mean that, is there a consensus to drop, you know, the special taxes on fuel?
I don't think there's a consensus yet, but I wish. We're in the super minority, so there's 20 of us out of the 80.
Yeah.
Even if we had like 28, it would be huge. You know, if we could gain 8 seats, it would be so much better down there to try to get things through, and we're working on it. We have like 3 that we're really trying to get, and then we have a couple that we're trying to save. But it's gonna be who shows up at the voter box. You know, I mean, June 2nd, Trump, like him, love him, hate him, whatever, he brings people to the ballot.
Yeah,
he brings people to vote, and
he's not gonna be on the ballot.
He's not gonna be on the ballot.
Yeah.
So you know, what are we? And we didn't show up for Prop 50. So, you know, we have to show up this time.
Well, in Prop 50, even to people that voted for it, they didn't like it. And
no.
I cannot figure that out. If you know it's wrong, you don't like it, but you hate Trump this much. And the whole thing was based on Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they didn't like it, they didn't think it should be done that way, they still voted for it.
Yeah.
And as Congressman Huffman said, hey, that issue is settled. You know, that's already been the Supreme
Settled
Court.
For a while, right?
Well,
then when we redistrict with the census, we'll see how that works.
Well, we're losing so many people.
We are. Yeah. I went from 2 Republican congressmen that understood rural to I will have 5 now in my district. So Placer County got dissected into 3 because I had Kevin Kiley and Doug Malfa.
Are we talking – that's congressional.
So I went from 2 Republican rural congressmen to now I will have 5, and they will all be from the Bay Area, most likely. I hope not, but if we all show up, we can fight it.
Sophia has a question.
I have a question for you.
Uh-oh.
What do you think about the California trying to bring back grizzly bears?
What do I think about wanting to bring back grizzly bears? That's a really good question, Sophia. And this is what I believe. I believe the woman who introduced this bill comes from a suburb in Los Angeles. I believe that she hasn't done anything lately, and she wanted to get her name in the news, and it's worked. I think reintroducing grizzly bears back into California at this time is not a good idea. We have done this with wolves, and we've seen what's happened with that. Reintroducing another apex predator into areas where they're going to be running into people more and more, and livestock more and more, is just not a, it's not a good idea. I don't think it's healthy for the people, and I don't think it's good for the bears. So that's how I feel.
I don't either. There's 37 million more people in California than yep. when we had a grizzly bear here. But you can tell she's been following me around for
yeah.
a day or two, huh?
Yeah. But that's a good question. And we're going to take a break on that. We'll be right back.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
It's April. Time for Redding's biggest event of the year. Cool April Nights, April 17th through the 26th. Haven't registered your car yet? Now is the time. Head over to CoolAprilNights.com to register and click on the full schedule of events. 10 days of fun with 50 show and shines, 3 concerts, and the iconic cruise, followed by the biggest car show of them all on April 25th. Mark your calendars, make your plans, and visit Cool April Nights to get those cars registered. Cool April Nights, it's more than a car show, it's a tradition.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Redding Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Redding Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
But today we have our assemblywoman, Heather Hadwick, who's come down to join us as she's here in Redding. Meetings, it was something last night, too, wasn't it? It was.
Gallagher had an event last night, yeah.
But they also had the debate at the Cascade.
Yeah.
With all the five Republicans running against Huffman. Mm-hmm. And Huffman was there. So
I didn't hear how it went. How did it go?
You know what? Yeah. Neither did I, and I was going to go there, but just got overcome by events.
Yes, I had lots of meetings.
The reason I wanted to go was because Blake Fisher, who is he's a member of our family now. He does, when Linda and I are gone, he handles the show. Great young man. And he was going to be the moderator, and I just really wanted to see what happens when they all start talking and how Blake was going to handle that. Because I've moderated things before. And,
yeah, not an easy job. I'm sure he did great, though.
Well, you know, one of them, I just said, okay, that's enough. There will be no more of this to each other. And everybody went, Okay. And so, but Heather, the we've been talking about a number of things. You know, the one thing that just keeps coming up is wolves. Mm-hmm. Has there been any? I saw where Fishing Game took out four of them, mm-hmm. and or four out of one pack. But has there been anything else? Because I keep seeing things that this savagery is still going on.
So there it is. It's gotten worse. It's that time of year, right? We're calving, so there's going to be more kills right now. It's gotten better but worse. So in Sacramento, like, I spent the last year teaching people about it because when I got down there, nobody was talking about it.
Yeah.
My colleagues don't understand. I have a lot of, I show pictures. I, you know, talk about it all day, every day, it feels like. But it's a very important issue for us. There's a couple bills. There's a wolf bill written from another urban member that, is not great. We've been trying mm-hmm. to get some amendments and stuff. It has some requirements of the ranchers before they can get paid for loss, that kind of thing. There is a big budget ask this year for over $30 million to really make sure that we have the money to, because I believe that if California is going to protect these wolves, then they need to pay the ranchers for the damages.
And
it's not fair.
And that seems to be a problem.
Yeah. And every year we're running out of money. I got them $2 million last year, barely. Like, it was like a Hail Mary at the end, begging. You know, but it's not enough. And it's the stress and the constant worry. I mean, we have them across our property. We were starting to calve, and they were across our property four times. Well, we didn't even know until it was like 2 days later. So, and then we knew, and then we're worrying and stressed, you know. But we can't expect people to be proactive and do all of these measures if they don't even know they're there. So we have a couple bills. We have a public safety bill for just to clean up the language between the federal and the state protected species, that if you're acting in good faith to protect yourself, that if you had to kill a wolf, whether that's as the sheriff or a rancher or whatever, if you're acting in good faith, then you can't be prosecuted.
Yeah, if you're acting in good faith, that, you know. Oh, how can other states have wolf hunting? They have wolf hunting seasons.
They've all dealt with them longer than us. But yeah. All of the I went to an ag chair conference, and there was like 35 states, and then Canada was there as well. And I hunted down everybody that was from the northern states that I knew had wolves. They all have a path to depredation, and we don't.
They all have a what?
A path to depredation. So a path where you can put the wolf down, either Fish and Wildlife will, or the rancher can. They have a new director at CDFW, and I'm hopeful. You know, she's been touring all over, talking to people, really getting a sense of what it's like on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But we aren't moving fast enough. Like, this is such an immediate crisis for us.
Well,
right,
you can
now
hunt wolves in Idaho.
Yeah.
I mean, sport hunt them.
Yeah.
I mean, because they've obviously got enough wolves, and they've shown that they need to be managed.
And Canada said that they can shoot them on site on their property. They can't actively hunt them, but they can shoot them on site, and they still have 2,000 kills a year.
Yeah.
You know, they said there is no coexistence unless you have a path to depredation and you can protect your property. I am hopeful at some point we'll get there. Right now we're trying to fight for hazing because we're not even allowed to do a lot of the hazing. So, but Fish
rubber,
and Wildlife.
You keep rubber bullets?
Yeah.
You can't
bean touch bags,
them.
Yeah.
Yeah, bean bags.
Yeah. So Fish and Wildlife is working with our law enforcement right now, with our sheriffs, because the rural sheriffs are who's getting, you know, they're getting the brunt of this. They're the ones who get the calls. They're the ones who have to go out. You know, I have counties that don't even have a game warden assigned to them. So they don't have somebody from Fish and Wildlife to come out. So
I have a solution. I'll tell you at the end of the show.
Okay. But they are working with them.
The technology's there.
Yeah, they are working with them to figure out hazing. It'll be officers, law enforcement, first, and then we're hopeful that, you know, then we can have a training for the ranchers and they can, but it's nothing's going fast enough, and that's the part, like, I can't convince them enough that this is so urgent that, like, we have to move into phase three because we have a wolf plan that we're not following. We've hit all these marks, and then we're not moving in because I don't think they want to move that fast. I think they consider this a huge success, and they want to see.
It's a huge success if you want to have wolves because it has been a huge success.
Yeah, and they're all, unfortunately, have been in Republican districts, and mm-hmm. we're the super minority. But now they're venturing out. We have them in L.A. now, so... They're venturing
down to LA.
Yeah, they're going into Trinity and Humboldt, like in these Democrat areas. So hopefully, I think they are listening more. A lot of that is because I like showing pictures of how big a wolf is. I had no idea how many people had no idea how large they are. No, they're thinking like, coyotes,
Yeah.
And so I'm showing them all these pictures. Like, no, this is what like they're people holding them up, in a state that you can hunt them or whatever.
Right.
And they're as big as a human. I mean, they're huge.
Yeah.
And I'm talking more about the emotional part of it, like how stressful it is, how scary it is that your kids can't even go out and play outside. You're like, when we were teenagers, we went and irrigated by ourselves, even as kids, we went and, did farm chores by ourselves. We can't do that. I have old ladies that have been walking the same road for 50 years, and they can't walk that road now because they're too scared. Our quality of life.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to live like that.
No.
Okay, we've got like 4 minutes. What's another thing that you're pushing right now? Give me 2 minutes.
I have a huge bill load. So we have been presenting a lot of bills and just prepping with all the meetings. So we have a bill for archery. If you're hunting deer in archery season, you can carry a CCW. It's the only big game that you can't do that right now. It got through the first committee. It's set for public safety. We're hoping to get it through on consent. So that would be amazing.
So if you're hunting or fishing and you're out in the wild, you can carry a concealed firearm. Mm-hmm. But not when you're deer hunting.
Not deer hunting.
That's weird.
Elk, bear, it is weird. And it was made 80 years ago, and I don't know why it was never changed, so we're changing it. So,
okay.
And we had really good, it was unanimous through the committee, which never happens anymore. So we're pretty happy about that one. We have all of our bills are very rural focused, as always, but just trying to give some relief to these rural counties and small cities and make life a little better up here in the North State.
Okay. Well, next month, let's talk fire prevention.
Absolutely.
Sophia, are you going to be here next month?
Probably not.
Probably not. This is kind of a cool getaway, huh?
Yeah.
You enjoying this?
Yeah.
Does your aunt let you drive? She doesn't let you drive. Did you ask? We'll see. Maybe you should ask. Hey, aunt. You want to be my favorite aunt? Let me drive up here.
Maybe on the farm.
Yeah. On the farm.
On the farm.
Well, on the farm, you should be driving at your age. Anyway, so did you have a good time?
Yeah.
Good. You want to say hello to anybody? Mom, dad, brothers, anybody?
What was your favorite part about Reading?
Probably the Turtle Bay.
Yeah. She the parrots loved her.
Talk into the mic. Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
Did you like the lorikeets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part.
We went into like the turtle cage.
Oh, okay.
And the bird bit me.
No. Bit you.
Yeah. And then it landed on my head.
Landed on your head. Oh, that's good. I used to take the little nectar and pour it on little kids' heads. And then the birds would all come over and sit on their head. So, Heather, you got anything? You're running for office, re-election. Have you got anything going on that people need to know about?
We're prepping for Ag Day. So Ag Day is kind of our Super Bowl in Sacramento, where we bring down our Highland cows. And, we're doing a big fundraiser the night before. And I've invited all of my colleagues to come as my guests so they can learn more about ag and our challenges. And we're going to talk wolves and let them pet the Highland cows and get connected so that they will vote, hopefully, in our favor and want to protect them. They love those cows. It's kind of
those are cool-looking cows.
Yeah. So we're prepping for that. It's like April 20th and 21st, so it's always a good time.
And how do people get a hold of you?
You can go to the website, votehadwick.com, or you can, if it's state, any help they need with any state agency or anything from our office, we have a district office in Reading off Larkspur, and one in Jackson, and then our Sacramento office. So we're an open door.
All right. Thanks a lot, Heather, for being with us. Everybody, have a great weekend. Have a very...
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.